want to go to give the floor now to Sylvia Richardson from Canada.
Un abrazo fraterno a todos mis hermanos.
A very dear embracement to brothers and sisters from the world.
Allowing me the opportunity to express why I feel I could fill a role in this institution. As a person of origin from El Salvador, war denied me not only the right to a childhood, but also forced me into exile. Living in Canada, however, I've been able to incorporate my efforts to grassroots movements from refugee movements, immigrant movements, which led me to be president of my union, local movements in terms of workers. We change history every day. And from there I found my roots, I really found my voice in radio. It makes me realize that if we are here is for one reason, to resist injustice, to dare to imagine a different world, to dare to imagine and create. And that I think is key. Given my own struggles to reinvent myself anew every time I'm in a new country, every time I face new challenges, I think that I have a lot to offer. However, I think that's not enough. It's also important to realize that we're also learning, that we're engaged in the denouncement of the brutality that journalists are suffering in the Philippines. Then we're thinking about the people in East Timor fighting legislation. When we're thinking of the people of Bolivia changing the world, leading the world with by example, walking, you know, where women have equal status, where women are taking the ropes, not asking, taking. That inspires me, and that's the kind of work that I want to commit to. So if you elect me, I commit not only to focus on the themes that really create a movement toward social justice, but also to focus on the issues of legislation. Taking a stance, being is a political stance, seeing is a political stance. Everything you do is political. So do not be fooled that radio can be neutral. To live is to resist. Thank you.